Well, we begin in Hollywood, but not with a Harvey Weinstein story. Rather, a few years back, when the movie industry raised alarms that California was losing big productions and the jobs that came with them to other states. Lawmakers in Sacramento responded by more than tripling the amount of tax credits it gives to movies and TV productions. KQED's Guy Marzorati reports.
I'm walking through the hallways of what looks like a high school on Mare Island in Vallejo. The hallways are packed with posters announcing homecoming events, and a basketball gym is decorated with championship banners. The only thing missing are the students, and that's because this isn't a high school. It's a former Navy recreation building that has been transformed into the set of the controversial Netflix show about a teen suicide, 13 Reasons Why.
Hey there, Liberty Tigers. It's an exciting day, Liberty High, our varsity basketball team.
In 2014, state lawmakers passed an expanded film tax credit in response to fears that similar incentives from places like New York, Georgia, and Vancouver were chipping away at a landmark California industry. San Fernando Valley Assemblyman Raul Bocanegra helped write the bill, which gives out $330 million in tax breaks every year. He says filming a big show like 13 Reasons Why in the Bay Area fulfills a number of the program's goals.
Keep as many jobs as we can in California and to spread it around, not just in Southern California, but throughout the state of California.
The program gives companies a 20% tax credit for the amount they spend on things like crew wages and equipment. Then there's an extra 5% credit for productions outside of L.A. Like all tax credits, that's money that's lost to the general fund. But Mark Walter, who runs the film studios on Mare Island, says it's critical.
We would not be here if it wasn't for that added incentive of being here.
13 Reasons Why alone has spent nearly $22 million on local wages and purchases.
The lumber companies, catering, hotels, those are big ticket items for production.
Supporters of the program say the credits have done their job in keeping productions in the state. But that success may have closed the curtain on the competition that made the program necessary in the first place. About a quarter of the 44 other states that gave out film tax credits have stopped, and others have scaled back. USC professor Michael Tome says the programs did little to increase film jobs and productions in those other states.
It did not help states attract larger shares of the industry. In the long term, most of Hollywood stayed in Hollywood.
With less competition, Tome questions why California would continue the tax credits when they expire in 2020.
It's sort of bizarre to watch California spend more money to retain jobs that there's no real incentive to leave the state for.
But lawmakers seem hesitant to cut off the tax credit.
We have to extend it. We have to send a very clear signal that we're in this for the long haul.
Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon says the state needs to display its commitment to the industry and to any states or countries who still have their eyes on Hollywood productions. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.